So on the line we have Chris Webb. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Lavinia. Ulakut.
Ulakut. So I understand that Nunatsiaw Group of Companies are quite busy this summer.
Yes, we are, in all different business lines.
Can we get some information about the construction work that's going to be happening?
Yeah, sure. Our board, the Labrador Inuit Capital Strategy Trust, you know, approves our budgets and business plans every December for the upcoming year. So they approved our budgets that all our business line managers put forth and, you know, have a lot of healthy discussions. Some things get approved, some things don't. But, you know, we have a lot of work on the books for this coming 2023 season. So as some may know and some may not, we've acquired assets from a local construction company here in Goose Bay. And now the assets are ours from dump trucks, excavators, loaders, trailers, heavy haul trucks, as well as some property as well in terms of office space and a maintenance shop. So we're actively putting, you know, that equipment to use. This is probably going to be our busiest summer ever. Construction has work in all of the communities in Nunatsiavut. We also have some work in Churchill Falls, Labrador City, and Upper Lake Melville. So it's going to be a busy time. So we're actively looking for, you know, people. We've got postings out all the time looking for heavy equipment operators, class ones, operators, diesel mechanics, carpenters. So it is a busy season. So if you're looking for work and you're qualified, then, you know, send your resume in for what you're qualified for, carpentry or what have you. And I mean, we will take obviously individuals that are looking to advance their skills and trades as well. And we've got some Red Seal carpenters and Red Seal mechanics that, you know, can take on apprenticeship type individuals that will assist them and get their blocks and training required for them to become Red Seals as well. So there's a lot of opportunity within our group of companies, so I just wanted to put that out there as well.
Okay, so if there is people interested in working in construction, who should they contact?
Contact our Human Resources Department, Mike Evoy or Barbara Stickley, 896-8505, and then you can ask for them. Or if you get a computerized individual on the phone, just type in their, let it walk through the system and we'll give a number to their extension. So, and if you don't get them, leave a voicemail message and they'll be readily be able to return their calls.
Chris, so what's going on with the scholarship program?
Yeah, so the scholarship program, we revamped it this year. We found that we weren't hitting enough individuals. So what we did this year is we opened it up, had it more accessible. I think the deadline was July 31st, but it gives, you know, even the high school students an opportunity to apply for the scholarships that are moving into post-secondary or college programs. We have four scholarships at $1,250 each, totaling about $5,000. And it's good for anyone that is entering school to do business, marine, construction, you know, machinists, welders, electricians, diesel mechanics, you name it. So we've opened it up a little bit just so that more people have the accessibility to reach our scholarship program. So, yeah, but I do think that the deadline was July 31st, but I think most people and those individuals that are administering that program right now are away on vacation. So as soon as they get back, we hope that they'll be awarding some scholarships. And I do believe that we had a number of applications come in, so.
When do you guys announce the scholarship program?
I think they'll probably announce it towards the end of August because most people will be going on to school in September. So when those individuals come back from vacation now, I think that'll be the first thing on their plate is to get in touch with the successful candidates for the scholarship program.
And Chris, can you give us a brief update about what's happening to at the base camp this summer?
Yeah. So it's a busy season at base camp again this summer as well. You know, they're at pretty much at capacity. You know, it's hopefully weather cooperates. Last season we had a great season with weather cooperating, getting people in and out. As it is such a remote location with flights getting in, and you know, with the weather, can be so unpredictable. But this year it's shaping up to be a great season. NGC and LICST are going in towards the end of August as well for a trust meeting, so we'll be participating in that as well. So, but for now, everything seems to be running pretty smoothly with base camp operations.
Can we get a brief update too about Labrador Marine?
Yeah, well, it's actually Nunatsiavut Marine. Labrador Marine is the Hummatik W, so that's the vessel operation, and Nunatsiavut Marine is the shore-based operation, so we do all the logistics work for loading and unloading and taking care of the freight, forwarding, and logistics of all of that on shore-based operations. But the season started off, you know, we have, obviously, you know, everyone is looking to get freight throughout, but we always start off with a little bit of a backlog with everyone bringing down freight for, you know, the first vessel. So I think we're pretty close to being caught up now in terms of unloading of the warehouse onto the Hummetic W. So they're busy down at the docks, still accepting freight. It's going to be a busy season. There's a lot of construction work happening in Nunatsiavut throughout the summer and fall time. So it's going to be a busy time for Nunatsiavut Marine, and passenger numbers, moving lots of individuals. You know, we'll probably be at full capacity every trip from here on until the fall time when, you know, people start going back to school and the teachers are all back to work and things like that. You know, we will likely, I think last year was the most amount of freight in terms of pounds that we've moved since the operation of the Hummetic W. So we look at probably moving even more freight this year. So there's still a lot of stuff at the dock that needs to be moved in terms of construction materials and equipment. And, you know, we always put a priority on, you know, the food and the store's product as well, so that, you know, the stores can be stocked up, leaving anything that's behind that's perishable and things like that. So, and we've done a lot of things in marine that, you know, that has helped with the efficiency of the operation, and buying, you know, larger 53-foot reefer trucks, and, you know, added some cold storage capability for product that has the ability to go in there. I know it's not going to take care of everything, but at the end of the day, there is some capability to put some frozen product into the freezers at some of the ports in Nunatsiavut. And we're looking at adding, you know, some additional cold storage at the other ports that don't currently have it right now. So hopefully that will happen in this 2023 season as well.
Chris, I'm wondering too, with NGC, you mentioned that there's going to be a lot of construction happening.
Yep.
Can you let us know what kind of units or what kind of construction work will be being done?
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, we'll be doing work in pretty much all the communities. I think we have, for the most part, workers in all the communities right now. But in store for Nain, you know, we're doing some roof work. We're doing the Trouser Lake subdivision. We're doing the seniors' apartments. And then we have the home renovation repair program as well. Hopedale will have some seniors' apartments there as well as the home repairs and renovations program. Postville home repairs, renovations. McCovic, we did some groundwork for the education complex. I think that's completed now. Riglet, we've got home repair and renovation projects as well. Labrador City, we're working on some crushing operations. We've got our crusher situated over there. And Churchill Falls, so we're doing a storage hangar, and I believe that's completed now. And then we've got some other potential work with some CFLCO units to do some upgrading and repairs there. But with our NCI operations, you know, we've done some acquisitions or purchases there as well, capital purchases. We've got a new crusher now that we can mobilize to and from the North Coast as well, put it over in Lamb City. We've purchased a portable cement plant, so a volumetric cement truck, so that's going to be a huge asset for us, and we'll be able to bring that up to the North Coast in Nunatsiavut and pour some concrete pads with it and be a lot more efficient. And we also expanded with the purchase of the assets that we purchased. We're doing a lot of transportation of materials from Goose Bay to Quebec and Atlantic Canada, people reaching out to us, and we're moving a lot of materials. So like I said, yeah, it's going to be a busy summer, fall time for NCI and into 2024 as well. So a fair bit of work on the books.
Thank you, Chris, for having the time to speak to us today.
Nakumik.
And have a good day.
You as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mani Rati Khavunga, Chris Webb. Ullukut Chris. Ullukut Lavinia. Ullakut. Ullakut. Tukusavangan Unatsavut Group of Companies. Sugalayut Manatamani Oyami. A Asinginik Pigalavogut. Khaiti Tsirayakin Hanuk Pigalamangata Sanangwa Sanagalayun. Ammalu Hanuk Pigalamangata. A Katimativut. Labrador Inuit Capital Strategy Trust. Ang ihatagaya hayuk kinao etinik ang maluhanuk pila mangata December imitamat Jeremy Hayumi. Ang isimalotut kinao etinik at uya hayawutinik ilunangin nik sulahatinut unutunik piyunik ukhalakati halaw kuhut ilangit au kataw hatatut ang malut takuninga Allah samayunik kamaya halakut 2023 mi ilangit kaya mayusi pitasi malakut ilunik sanatinik atuwa hayatinik tamani guspi mi takwa atulatavut ilingayut sananik katitsuri katatut mutakanga uyaranik kharala khatatunik nutisigala khatatunik ammalu trailers ang unique truck unik ammalu ilanginik nunannik amma ammalu afasimik atuwe khayanik ammalu pulimafimik takuninga atukala yevutmana immaratmani awayami pivalle palakhut ilunik sanagala unik sulekhalatut ilunangin ninunalilnin unatsevumi ammalu sulekhagala vugut Churchill Falls Labrador City Upper Lake Melville tamaimat sugalapalli lakhut tamani awayami ammakhini vugut inunik khawititsimatluta inunik pigumayugut tractor galanik atusungu unik class 1 operator diesel unik ikhavili gisungu unik illunik sanagala sungu unik tai mai mat pegala pala khut tai mai mat sulat samik khini govit ammal pisungu govit utu timik khachila utsi ammal pegala sungu govit illunik sanagala ga falu sunagala nik kenatuina nik tigu sila khut pivallago mayunik ilisi mayangin nik Dayo yumik Red Seal Carpenters amma Red Seal ikhavili yunik ilivallasung yunik takuninga inunik takwai kayulatawut iliya khayangin nik ililamata taimak Red Seal limik pisung lamangata unutunik pisut company kutini tanna khawiti chigumatun na hoyaga inunik ututu khagumapat sulakhagak ilunik sanagalagak kinamut fonisun Fonisung Uvusi, Human Resource Department, Michael Evoy. Phone Ninga 896-8505. Harita Yakut Guya Ruvit, Phone Nikut, Atinik Himaituna Lutit, Amma Numeran Nik, Ilinut Phone Nilatut, Innali Akilitao Hatatut, Ilinaratsariak. Tana Kino Yak, Akivalilotavut, Tamani Yarmi, Namantunik, Inunik, Hawitit Sigun Long Lagut. Tämä mattamani järmi ammatti vallelottavut. Atuttaa sungu vallelammat. Himmaka naaninga July 31 olottuk. Tavatak ilinnävi miyut. Pivallesu tatsuminga uuttuge kiinojamik. Ilinnävi tsoaleumajunut. Sitamanik tatsuminga kiinojamik pitahavugut. $1,250 atotsik. Katillugu ilunnanga $5,000. Tänä pyyjykkinä kutuinnak ilinneväläkoma junut, ilinneväläkoma junik, mutammeikalakak, illuniksanakalakak, welderinik, huatsaantunik, kamakatatunik, dieselimik, ikhaviligijinnik, taimak ammattivalleasimajavut, inuit atusungulamangata, haujillutik, hannuk, tänä kiinoajakpimmangat, taavatuak naalautuk, July 31. Tavatok inuit tatsuminga akasuiga layut. Manna sulat saminit aulla simayut. Utisimalipata takuninga aituiga lalatut. Hatsinikak inunik ututu hasimaloko. Hanga tatsuminga khawitit silaukisi. Immaka khawitit silatut au khusup naningani. Inuit ununingi ilindavimut utilalimiyut septembermi. Takwa sulat saminut utisimalipata. Tana immahak sivulipau latu. Utisimayunut aitutoyunut. Tatsuminga kinoyamik. Chris uhagalaga yakin. Hanuk pigalam mangata tapani nikuvimi. A tapani pigal payut mana tamani oyami. Tatagala payuk mana. Immahak silak piyulapat. Akhani. Piyumik pitakalaw kukut, silanga piyuyo katalawmat, inuit kay katalutik, tapo nga, tingiyut tikigalalutik, silanga ilangan ni piyuyo katangituk, tawatwak tamani yarmi, piyumik piyuk, NGC, amma LIST, tapo nga latut, au husip naningan ni, katamagatulutik, pigala katigilatawut, tawatwak manna, ilunangit piyumik piyut, Base camping me. Khawitit sika yakin Hanuk Labrador Marine pigalamangat. A. Tawatak mana. Tawatak. Nunatsawut Marine. Atilik. Labrador Marine kamakatatuk hamotik W nunat saut marine pigalakatatut si Jamie takwa haw iti khatkhatatut ilu nanginnik pikhutinnik tigusigalit ammanu nagalinnik pikhutinnik ammalu tigisai tosam unik kamatlutik si Jamie tanapigas lotuk ilu nangit pikhutinginnik pitago matlutik awyanal logo piyage khatahogut awyami pikhutinnik tigusigalagak sibulli pami puyillimmi manna angu matigilittavut ammalu pilum mafinganik khamutimmi pivalle pagatatut itsavinni pikhutinnik suli tiullagalayut tavatok sanagalappayut taunani nunatsaummi awyanallugu ammalu katsami taimaimat nunatsaummi nunatsavut marine pigalappalatut ammalu inuit nikhugalayut ununilatut makhatatalatuk ukatsamunut ammalu inuit utivallalamiut ilinavimut ammalu ilinatitsiit sulakhagatugatulalamiut immakha akhani pitalaukhut ununinginnik pikhutinnik takunnaaguvit phauntinginnik khamatik w pianninganit immakha pikhutinnik nutsigalappalakhut tamaniyarmi unuttunik suli pikhutikhavuk itsavinni nuttaugalit Sulu illunik sanatau galagaya khayunnik ammalu atulatinginnik ammalu sivullu tikhatatavut nikhitsait ammalu nufimi pitatau mayunik nufit pitakatsalalitut immakha khimagalangimailuta sunanik suyusunguyunik unutunik pigalasimalikhugut puyulimmi taimak puyumik pigalasluta pisilaukhugut Angiloamik 53 foot truck gimmick ammalu khatsevnik akisoi vallasota immakhailu nanginnik pilangituk tavatak ullup naningani pisungulakhut khwasemayunik nikitsanik atsegak nunatsavummi ammalu pitagallagumavut khatsevnik asinginnik pitahangituni isumakhavonga tanna pilatuk 2023 mi Chris How you go mabunga? Nunutsavut group of company. Taisik kawavit. Unutunik ilului walalatut tamani yarmi. How you titsika yakin. Hanutuni sanagalalam mangata. Ammalu hanuk sanagalalam mangata. A. Tai kawayagatut. Unutunik sulayakalakut nunalini. Isumakawunga. Ununinginik. Sulayakatinik pitakayugut. Nunalini. Mana neufimi illu phang nipigalayut Treasure Lake illu tafinga akisui lakhut inutu khait illu sanginnik ammalu illunik akisui galaluta hoptelemi inutu khait illu sanginnik ammalu illunik akisui galalagibugut khipukhami illunik akisui galalakhut makhuvimi pigaslotut taina ilinnavitsak Tana immakha piyagitawsimlittut regulatimi illunik aqsuigalalakhugut Labrador Citymi sulakhagalavugut uyaqannik khatsigalakhatatumik Tana khatsiutik taqaneyuk Churchill Falls pilimafimik aqsuilakhugut Tana immakha piyagitawsimlittut ammalu sulakhalagivugut immakha CFL Core Units aqsuigalaluta amma Sanagalaluta, Tavatok and CI Operations, Pisisimalo Kuhut, Atuwea Hajavutinik, Manna Uyagamik Hatsiutimik Pitakalikuhut, Tanna Nutawalasungulatut, Satsugamit Ayoluni Labsitimut, Pisilo Kuhut, Samantiliutimik, Tamaimat Samantiliutik, Chokkinga, Tanna Angiulatuk Uvatinut, Nusungulatavut satsugamut ammalu nunatsavut sementigalannik akhsuiluta tanna piyulo alatuk ammalu angillivallalotavut pisilotavut nutsigalagak atugalagak hayunnik kuspeimit kubaktimut Atlantic Canada Inuit uvattinuhatatut pihutinnik nutsigalaslutik taimaimat Pigalapala Kut, Ukatsami, and CA Kut, 2024 me. Amalu Alanik Kamaralaluta, Nakomi Chris, Uvatinut Uhalaga to Haurovit, Nakomik, Uluratsana Kutit, Ifilu.